B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Happy day. It's going to be beautiful. 76 degrees in Boston. Enjoy it, right? Because I think you're saying next week it's going to be mainly rain.
Mainly rain.
Mainly rain. So make the most of your beautiful 76 degree day. Hey, if you're in Dallas, Texas, be sure to stop by this guy's house.
Okay.
If you like Halloween decorations.
All right.
It's been a work in progress over the years. Each year it gets a little different. I take full responsibility.
You can't overdo it. And your blood fountain, just go nuts.
It's joyous. It brings a lot of joy my way, and it really, really makes me happy. A couple of years ago, we had a crazy neighbor over there. Well, I don't know if she's crazy, but she was not pleased by anything. The Dallas Marathon would come through, and she would come outside and yell at him. And when I started doing this, I knew, boy, I'm going to trigger that lady. And she didn't fail. She got the police on the horn, like, right away.
She's the crazy one, okay? She's the crazy one. This guy has gone over the top again this year with his Halloween decorations, okay? Here's what he's got up. Lots of new gimmicks to this year's caper. His name is Stephen Novak. His whole front yard is blood spattered, okay? It's got hyper-realistic mannequins that are dismembered in various ways. A dummy in a body bag, 20 gallons of fake blood a la The Shining.
Ew.
Yeah, it's so disturbing, it's prompted many calls for 911 by neighbors who thought they'd witnessed a grisly crime scene when they were driving by it.
Oh, come on.
Police responded. They're
pretty realistic looking.
So he says one of his neighbors is crazy because she, you know.
Yeah, thinks, pot kettle.
Yeah, she doesn't enjoy it. There's one mannequin that's hanging off the roof that is face down with looks like some kind of crowbar through his head.
Yeah.
Blood dripping down. There's a body looks like a safe fell on his head. Right?
What's interesting is that he says that he got these ideas from the kids in the neighborhood. I would move out of that neighborhood.
Right. It's insane.
And can I add, just aesthetically hideous, but also it's become such an attraction that there's traffic on the street constantly, meaning that everyone else in that neighborhood for the next month and a half, because he keeps it up till Christmas, has to deal with not only this hideous sight, but the traffic that comes with it. I'd go nuts.
Right. And you know, it's a nice neighborhood too. If you look at a picture of it, we put it up. You can take a look at the house on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. We asked a simple question. Can you go too far?
Yeah, I think this is it. I think this is too
far. It's been trending this way, though, right?
Because
you've seen, you know, back in the day, it was a little ghosty. And,
how do we go from ghosts and goblins to actual gruesome murder scenes?
This is a murder scene.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's what it looks like.
Do you think that was the pivot?
Yeah, those kind of horror movies.
Okay.
Could you imagine living in this guy's neighborhood?
I know if my little girl, who's 8, went past this house, she would never sleep again.
Right.
And that's the thing. If Lucy saw it, I'd be like, what?
Right?
I've tried to protect her from these movies, and then I'm walking down the street and you see this. It's like
he's got a wood chipper that he's rigged to continually shoot blood, it looks
like. Yeah, like a wood chipper blood fountain.
It's a blood fountain. Wood chipper blood fountain.
Yeah, what kid thought of that?
Wow.
I mean, getting the viscosity right to really shoot it across the yard has got to be a nightmare.
Right. He said it got thin because of the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an insane house. It really is.
Do we have any houses like that in the Boston area? I wonder if there's anybody, like, houses that are, like, so, not that it's crazy Halloween, but it's this gory.
Yeah.
Like murder scene.
That's that far. I've seen some, like, there's one of our neighbors who does a lot, right?
But
it's ghosty.
It's ghosty. It's
cute,
like cemetery.
Right.
Yes. That's where, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's Halloween.
But when you start going to the blood.
Yeah.
Right?
When it becomes, it's
a little too much.
When it's actually on the law books of, like, you know, if you,
legal here.
I know it's legal, but, like, the things he's depicting are illegal.
This guy's got. It looks like his front lantern in front of the house, the lamp.
Going through one of the
impaled
bodies.
Impaled a body with the brains on the lantern. Too much?
Details. Detail. He's a detail-oriented
he's
man.
He's crazy. My favorite part is he says, I have a crazy neighbor.
I have a crazy neighbor. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She doesn't like things like this.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. No, I think it's too much. You can go too far. That is the example of too far. Again, if you want to check the picture out, you can go to our Facebook page. It's 1057 WROR. What was the question we asked, Brian?
Can you go too far?
Yeah, that's what we're wondering.
That question? Looking up displays.
Feel free to respond if you want to. Jeez. It's 720. Here's a prince of a guy. 105.7 WROR. 80s tomorrow. It's Bob, LB, after Brian. If you didn't come to party, don't bother knocking on my door.
Yeah, is that what it says?
Yeah. Actually, that'd be a fun knot
right,
door sign.
Exactly.
You should put it on yours.
I will.
Because you got the party house.
You love signs.
Yes, you love signs.
Yeah, what's better than live, laugh, love, let me tell you.
Live, laugh, love. This guy would have been the Halloween guy. Live, love, die.
Yeah, right.
Right? Please. In case you missed it, we were just talking about this house in Dallas, Texas that is off the charts when it comes to insane Halloween decorations.
Just so gorgeous.
It's not your grandma's Halloween decorations.
Unless your grandmother was a serial killer.
Yes. Unless your grandmother was, well, what's her name?
Yeah. Lizzie Borden.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
And Lizzie would be proud of that. This is like, wow, you've gone too far.
Lizzie Borden approved.
She might even say you went too far.
Exactly.
So we put a picture up on our Facebook page, 1057 WROR. Please give it a like. Aaron says, it's Halloween. I think it's great. If it was Valentine's, I'd get a little concerned. Shannon says, it's Halloween. If it was the middle of June, I might be worried. Jeanette says, no, it's awesome.
Jeanette.
Love it. Oh. Jeanette all
wow,
in.
Hardcore.
Yeah, she gave it the clappy emoji.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Must like blood fountains.
Right? Clap, clap. Kitty. That's her name, Kitty.
Yeah.
Says, I don't like horror, so it's way too much for me.
Yeah, I know.
It's gruesome and morbid. Kitty, you're not wrong.
I know. How about a little ghost and a pumpkin?
Nice.
Yeah. I found a couple local displays on the patch. If you're up in the Wilmington area, Tim McLean is back this year with his Guggenheim. He puts
get
some scary clowns and
Guggenheim.
12-foot tall skeleton. These are, and it's more decoration-y.
Yeah.
It's not like...
It's
gory.
Not like you don't drive by
go, oh,
horror
geez.
Freak
yeah.
show.
So yeah, I'll put up the link. There's a bunch up on the North Shore, up in Andover and stuff. So
yeah, that's fun.
Good ones.
Good. Okay, guys, Morning Court's coming up. We're going to talk to Mackenzie. She's getting married. Yay! Congratulations to Mackenzie.
Okay.
But there's a hitch.
Okay.
Not just the wedding hitch.
What's the hitch?
The hitch is mother-in-law is.
A witch?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there, LBF, because you're not wrong.
Okay.
You're getting closer.
I know, right? Go up the alphabet a little.
I would leave B out of it. So, yeah, the mother-in-law is a problem.
Okay.
A big problem. So we're going to talk to Mackenzie about her wedding woes coming up. That's Morning Court in 12 minutes.